Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to see everybody this morning. How about, are you glad to be here in the house of the Lord today?
Yeah.
Ones that are watching online, hey, we might be a little bit short, but guess what? God's here. Amen. So y'all are joining us online. We love Jesus the same as you being here in the house with us, right? Amen. Hey, y'all, guess what?
What?
This is the last Sunday before
Ash Wednesday.
This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. Amen. That's an exciting time, isn't it, for Christmas? I don't know about you, but it gets me excited every year. Hey, but we got an intermediate title for today's message. It has nothing to do with the love message I was doing last month. And it has nothing to do with Ash Wednesday. But today's title is just one word. Y'all know how hard it is just to come up with a one-word title? That's hard. That's hard. But today's title is this. Legion. Legion. Ooh, that's one word, but mighty powerful stuff, man. Hey, one word, but many things going on in that part, isn't it? Your scripture today, yep, only got one scripture today too, which is amazingly rare in itself as well, right? But your scripture is going to come from the book of Mark, chapter 5. But it is 20 verses. So it's book Mark 5, 1 through 20. And we're going to talk about Jesus restoring a demon-possessed man. Hence the title being what? Legion. Because that's who we're talking about today. Amen. Y'all ready? Verse 1 says this. Then they went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. The man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. And he shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is what?"
Legion.
"Legion." "My name is Legion," he replied. "For we are many." Not just one, right? But many. We're going to see how many here in a little bit. And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs, let me say that again, a large herd of pigs was feeding on a hillside nearby. The demons, who? The demons herself begged Jesus. They begged him, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." And Jesus, being a wonderful God that he is, gave them permission. And the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about how many?
2,000.
I told you it's a lot in Legion. Amen? About 2,000 of them rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this to the town and the countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. Had a lot of pigs. They were happy probably that man wasn't possessed by all those demons anymore. But guess what? I don't think he'll be happy when they find out their entire livestock of pigs just died, right? They drowned. When they came to Jesus, they saw him and saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. Again, they were upset with him, right? Because he got rid of all their livestock. To leave the region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but he said this, "Go home. Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell all of the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all were in. People were amazed. And all the people were amazed. That is crazy, isn't it? That's crazy. Think about this. The possessed man himself is truly a great story from the Bible, isn't he? Of God's amazing power and the love that he has for each one of us. It's set in an area that's only mentioned twice in the Bible. Did y'all see where it was? The city was called Decapolis. Decapolis, which means 10 cities. It's a tract of land so called from the 10 cities that were in it. The cities of Damascus, Apollon, Philadelphia, Raphia, Sycothopolis, Gadara, Hippothonia, Pella, Galatia, and Caneth or Gil. This is the only time that this city is brought up, or tract of land, really, because it's 10 cities in one, isn't it? But the Decapolis was used. What a great place. What a great place that is to have a showdown between Satan's demons and God's power. I know all of us still today, we still battle demons, don't we? Even when we're saved. Amen? Because that battle between good and evil will go on until the day that we die or the day that Christ returns. We will still have that battle of good and evil within inside of each one of us. Amen? Let's learn something good and new about God today. We can be delivered, like that man was, by the power of our Christ. This passage before each one of us represents one of the most powerful accounts of Jesus' authority over the forces of darkness. In Mark 5, 1 through 20, we encounter a man that was possessed by a legion of demons. How many? It was a couple thousand, wasn't it? Because that's how many pigs died. That's a lot, isn't it? But he was living in torment. He didn't just live in the city, did he? They had him shackled, chained up in the tombs, in the cemetery. Amen? So he wasn't even, they didn't even think about it. They just put him away. Amen? But his transformative power is by the power of Christ alone. It's profound. It's a profound demonstration of Jesus' divine authority and his ability to redeem even the most broken, demon-possessed lives that we have. The encounter itself aligns with the broader biblical theology of Christ's mission to seek and save the lost and to destroy the works of the devil. We also see the desperate condition of that possessed man. Verse 1 through 5. Jesus and his disciples arrive in the region of Gennesaret. I'll get that right here in a second. Where they encounter a man tormented by an unclean spirit. His condition truly is dire, isn't it? He lived in the tombs again, symbolizing a spiritual death and a separation from society. Because nobody else wanted to be fooled with that mess, did they? Everyone had to put up with the demons 24/7, so they outcast him, didn't they? But that's reflecting Ephesians 2, 1 through 2, 1 and 2, where Paul describes humanity as dead in trespasses and sins. He was uncontrollable, wasn't he? So the city definitely didn't want to deal with him. He was often bound again with chains and shackles. Yet, breaking free with supernatural strength. Amen? That mirrors how sin enslaves people. You can never, ever truly be contained by human means. Your God's love can never be contained by human means. He was in constant agony, wasn't he? He was crying out all the time. He was going so far as cutting himself, illustrating the destructive nature of sin and the demonic possession that he was under. Much like how sin distorts and destroys God's image in humanity. This man's condition paints a picture of humanity's bondage and our bondage to sin. Apart from Christ. Everybody say, apart from Christ.
Apart from Christ.
Everybody watching online, type apart from Christ in the comments. Apart from Christ, people, we, right? We the people. Apart from Christ are spiritually dead. Apart from Christ, we are truly enslaved. Amen? Apart from Christ, we, like that demon-possessed man, are self-destructive, aren't we? But we can truly see the power and the authority of Jesus. Verses 6 through 13. Despite that man's torment, the man runs to Jesus, falls before him, and acknowledges his divine authority. The demons in that guy even recognize Jesus as the Son of the Most High God. A title emphasizing Christ's supreme authority over all of creation. Jesus commands the unclean spirit to leave, demonstrating his sovereignty over the demonic realm, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah, where the Messiah proclaims liberty to the captives. The demons, their self, even plead with Jesus, don't they? Not to send them out of the region, but instead into that herd of pigs, which they then rush into the sea and perish, reflecting the ultimate fate of Satan and his forces will be death, hell, and damnation. The destruction of those pigs reveals the true intent of the demons to bring destruction and death, just as Satan seeks to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives today. Jesus' power over Legion reminds each one of us that no force of darkness can stand against him. His authority is totally absolute, and he alone can break any chains that we have of sin and bondage. We also see the transformation of that delivered man. Verses 14 through 17. When the townspeople hear what happened, they find that man sitting, clothed, and in his right mind that he had probably hadn't been in a long time. Amen. He was possessed for a while. His physical and mental transformation is so evident that he's no longer wild. He's no longer naked. He's no longer violent. Amen. Illustrating 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is what? A new creation. Amen. He is restored to dignity. He's restored to sanity. He's restored to peace, showing the completeness of Jesus' healing that reflected the peace of Christ that Christ brings to each one of us. But instead of rejoicing, the people there fear Jesus, don't they? They fear Him and they beg Him to leave, preferring their material possessions over the spiritual transformation. Similar to what the rich young ruler had that walked away from Jesus. Many today react similarly, don't we? Sometimes we do it ourselves, right? Sometimes we act that way. We get away from me, Jesus. I don't want that to be around me. When confronted with the power of Christ, we act similarly. Some chose to reject Him rather than allowing Him to change their lives. But we also see the commissioning that Jesus gave to that delivered man. In 18 and 20, what did He do? Jesus preparing to leave. The man begs to go with Him. However, Jesus said, no, not so fast, Legion. Not so fast, Legion. I got a mission for you. I got a mission for you. Remember what the mission was? Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you. That mission truly aligns with our Great Commission in Matthew 19:20, don't it? Where all of us believers are called to testify about Jesus. He becomes one of the first missionaries. Think about that. That's kind of cool. Legion became one of the first missionaries, spreading the news of Christ's mercy through Decapolis, showing the evangelism is not limited to the trained, but to the duty of all transformed believers. The duty of all transformed believers. I get that. This teaches us this, that every believer has a testimony to share. If you're saved, you've been transformed. You've been made a new creation, right? If you're saved, salvation is not just for our benefit. Amen. But it is truly to proclaim God's glory to others. It's our testimony to share how many demons Christ got out of us. I don't know about you, but I may have been up over the... I may have had 2,000 in me. I'm sure there was a lot, right? But we can see that, right? The passage also reveals some key truths about God, about Jesus. His power over demonic forces. No darkness is too great for Him, as seen in His triumph over Satan. He seeks to have compassion for the broken. He seeks to restore the lost, fulfilling Ezekiel 34:16. I will seek the lost, bring back the strayed, and bind up the injured, and strengthen the weak. And He also gives all of us a call to mission, just like He did Legion. Those of us that are transformed by Christ must share our goodness with others, as Paul did after his conversion. The story of this demon-possessed man is truly a testament to the power of Jesus to change our lives. Just as He delivered this man, He can deliver anyone who comes to Him by faith. We allow Jesus to transform some part of your life today and use it for His glory. Not ours, right? But His glory, just like Legion did. We can truly be delivered and set free because Jesus truly transforms each one of our lives. Have you ever felt bound by something? Something like fear, addiction, sin, or a past mistake that we might have made? Maybe we've encountered people who seem beyond hope. I know probably people have seen me as beyond hope. Amen. In today's message, we see a man who was truly, utterly broken from the feet to the head. Amen. Yet what happened? Jesus restored him completely. Not just a little bit, right? Now, He didn't just get one or two demons out of him. He got all 2,000 demons out of him. He restored him completely. His story is truly a testimony to the power of Christ over the dark forces that we're fighting through. Because again, we see he had that desperate condition, didn't he? Jesus and the disciples arrive in the region of Gethsemane, where they meet a man tormented by those demons. His condition was terrifying. He lived among the tombs, isolated from society. He was uncontrollable. People had tried to restrain him with chains, but he broke them. He broke them. He harmed himself, cutting, crying, all day and all night. This man truly represents how sin itself and spiritual bondage can enslave a person, leaving them hopeless and out of control. How many of y'all ever been there? Amen. The world often tries to fix deep problems with external solutions, like chains or restrictions on it, right? But true healing itself only comes from Jesus. True healing only comes from Jesus. When the man saw Jesus, he ran, fell before him. And the demons, remember? The demons inside, they did what? They recognized Christ's authority, crying out to him, "What have you to do with us, Jesus, Most High God?" Even the forces of darkness know who Jesus is, don't they? Even the forces of darkness know. Jesus commands the unclean spirit to leave. The demons, named Legion, because there are many, right? What'd they do again, y'all remember? They begged Jesus not to send them away, but into that herd of pigs. They probably thought, yeah, we'll still hang around here in the area and torment them, because we'll be hearing the pigs, right? Yeah. I don't think they were expecting that next step, were they? Amen? He granted their request, and what happened? The pigs took off. Took off, ran into the sea, and drowned. Yeah, I'm sure the demons wasn't part of the request to be put in the pigs, right? But our God is greater, right? But he granted that request. They rushed into the sea, and they drowned. That moment truly shows Christ's absolute power over evil. No demonic force can stand against him. When Jesus speaks, the enemies must flee. No matter how many they are, whether it's 1, 2,000, right? And we truly see a transformed life. Townspeople to come see the man clothed, setting and in his right mind. The man that they once feared and rejected was now at peace with himself. But instead of rejoicing, the people were afraid and they asked Jesus to leave. How many of y'all have been afraid to ask him to leave? Amen? Why did they do that? Why did they do that? Why were they afraid? They were afraid because the power of Jesus disrupts the status quo. They were afraid because the power of Jesus disrupts the status quo. When he moves, things change. Amen? When Jesus moves, things change. And some people would rather live in fear and familiarity than to embrace that transformation. And through this all, we see God and Jesus giving that commission. The man now healed wants to follow Jesus, don't he? But what Jesus tell him? Nope. Not today, Legion. Not today. Go home to your friends. Tell them how much the Lord has done for you. How many times has God told us to go home and tell our friends and family something that God has done for us? How many times have we failed to do that? Not listened, amen? That's powerful. Think about that. God calls him to be a witness. God calls him to share his testimony with those who once saw him as lost. And what's he do? He does it, don't he? He does it. The man goes to the Decapolis and spreads the good news. Are we doing it when God calls us to do it? Are we sharing the good news with others? Or are we just living on the side by ourselves, still chained up? Because look what we can learn from this. Nobody is too broken for Jesus. Nobody is too broken for Jesus. No matter how lost or bound somebody is, Christ has the power to restore us. And Jesus has authority over every evil power that we will ever come against. Whatever stronghold is in your life, whether fear, addiction, depression, Jesus can set you free, just like He did Legion. And that transformation leads us to the testimony. When Jesus changes our lives, He wants us and calls us to share that story with others. In Mark 5, the man went from being demon-possessed to being a missionary. His story is our story today. We once were lost, weren't we? But Christ found each one of us. We were once bound. Amen. But what happened? Jesus set us free. Amen. So the question is this. What has Jesus done for you? And who can you tell about it? How many pigs does God need to use or loose for you today? How many legion are in you today? Now is the time to release them and be set free. Come, now is the time to find freedom. Amen. May we go and proclaim the glory just as this man legion did. Amen. As they come for a final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I thank you, Lord, for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your message, Lord. Your words, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the miraculous thing that you did, not only in the life of Legion, Lord, but in my life as well, Lord. Lord, and others here, Lord. Lord, others that might be watching online, Lord, that you can change any problems that they have right now, Lord. Lord, no matter how many demons might be living in them right now, Lord, we know that you truly are the only one that can set them free. Satan will lie to them from before us, Lord. Lord, he'll tell them that you're not the way, that you're just something false, something fake, Lord. Lord, but we truly know who has all the power, Lord, all the change to transform each one of us into a new creation, Lord. Lord, might you put somebody in front of us this week, Lord, that we can be that missionary to, Lord, that we can tell about your mercy, your grace, Lord, and your love, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do. In your name I pray. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen.